T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And let me push this button, and then let me push this button right here. Oh, no, that's not the right button. Now it's the right. There it goes. You think we need a fancy intro for this thing?
No, I told you our intro already.
Which is what?
Shout out to your mama and dad for making you.
We are not bringing that into this week. I promise you we're not bringing that into this week. Just the whole episode, was it 4? She just kept singing that one part of that song over and over and over
again. I think it's the nicest thing you could say to anybody.
Welcome to the Kramer and Jess Uncensored Podcast. We do this once a week off the air. You know, we do the morning show here in Mix 106.5 in Baltimore, and then worldwide with this podcast. Got a lot of people in San Diego to listen, and Phoenix, and Atlanta. And just appreciate you checking it out.
And Stockton.
Stockton, shout out.
Shout out, family. Stockton.
What's the best part about Stockton for those who have never been there before like me? Well, I drove through one time. Pretty uneventful.
No, it's a very, very small town. I think the best part of it, because it's literally such a small town, everyone there is so loyal, because all we can do is really spend time with each other. So everyone's
That's
just
it.
Loyal.
It's backyard barbecues
good, yeah,
and what?
Yeah, good friends.
What do you do for fun?
Good
for
people.
Real?
We kick it and we talk and we drink and we eat together. That's what we do.
Do you think that's why basically the garage boy night happened? Because like, what else are you going to do? Like, if you're not...
Stop it. No.
You're not.
Stop it.
What are you doing?
I'm so mad. Anyways, okay. Shout out to 09.
Shout out to your mom and dad for making you.
Shout out to your mom and dad for making you.
We've got a lot to cover today. One of those is going to be the topic of marriage. And I'm going to leave it at that for now. But somebody on this show that's not me. That used to be a whole lot easier.
Like
back in the Channel 933 days, I could easily come on the air and be like, someone on this show is already talking marriage.
Dun, dun, dun.
But who is it going to be? But like with it's just literally me and Jess in here, it's like, oh, it must be Jess.
Yeah, but it's only me though. Just know it's like, are they getting married? No. Literally, I only mentioned this like once to Kramer. Keep this between us. These are just my thoughts.
That's
like,
the thing with this podcast.
Yeah, nobody asked me or anything. Like, can this just be us? I ain't trying to get caught up.
The thing with the Uncensored Podcast that you need to know if you're new, it's like, this is a safe place.
Yes.
And you can never reference this ever again. Right?
No.
Like, you can't ever come up with, like, remember that one time the Uncensored Podcast? Like, chill. Like, we want to know that you're listening.
Yeah.
But like this, I feel like we let more out on here. And not quite yet, because we're still like we're like the first 15 minutes into a party right now. You know, like we're here and like we're feeling a little more comfortable in the room, but like just wait till we've been here for a little bit.
Yeah, and don't go comment on a picture and be like, I heard you talking about this about the podcast.
No.
I'll delete it.
It all stays right
here.
I
will delete it.
No topics that are discussed on this podcast can be discussed anywhere but in this podcast, unless it's in the DMs.
DMs. Don't DM anybody else.
No. And also, especially other people's significant others. But who on the show could I be talking about?
It's me.
It's Jess. But with that said, too, like, don't listen to this if you're going to be sensitive, especially to today's episode, because I already told Jess there's one topic I want to talk about, because I just need to get it off my chest. We sat here for 4 hours, and I didn't say a word about it. I can't. That's just not of my nature.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about it here in a couple seconds. Before we do, though, going back to... understanding how this, to end this little segment right here. Last week on the show, I said something and I got a message about it. So I just want to clear it up. Okay.
Oh, really?
Because in the future, I won't clear it up because I think you'll know me better. But there was a new Baltimore listener that was checking out the podcast.
Oh.
And she said she was a little disturbed by the comment that I made. Do you know which comment I'm referring to?
Was it FMGM?
FBGM.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
She, really?
Yeah. She was saying, I really started to like you, but then I felt like that comment was like unnecessary. It felt really like out of character.
She said.
And it's not.
Yeah, so that's the funny thing is that it could not be more character.
Okay, but I want to go back and define FBGM for 1 second. And again, we're not going to say... Let me catch you up to speed on how we even got to FBGM. Yeah, mm-hmm. Last time. I feel like I just kind of said it and we moved on.
Yeah.
So FBGM can be Googled very quickly on your phone. So mm-hmm. just take a second. We'll wait. I don't have enough music beds. I can't wait. Should we play something?
No.
Okay, Google real quick. Okay, so that's what it means. Got mm-hmm. it? That's the acronym for it. Last week I was saying that Jess was really upset because there were so many people that were making mean comments about us, you know, being new to town.
Yeah.
And my philosophy was I just want to FBGM.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you know I literally didn't mean I want to go out and FBs
yeah.
and or GM.
Or that he is even referring to women as that term. And let me explain to you in a nice way of what he genuinely means.
Save
too.
Me, Jess.
So what he, and that was just like a funny way to put it. You know, he wants to go out there and find his soulmate. No, for real though, you do. You really want to you want to explore and kind of get into the dating world seriously while focusing on your career and becoming successful.
Yes.
That is literally what you want to do, but we just said it the other way because it's quicker and funnier.
And it's funnier to say that way.
It's funnier.
Truly what that means.
And it hypes us up.
What I want to say.
Like, period.
If I was like, hello, I would like to focus on my career and meet the love of my life.
And also find a soulmate at Farms Market, please.
No, I'm going to laugh. I don't refer to women as bitches.
Never.
Like,
you don't.
To be honest,
you are so pro women. Like the support, how you treat me, how you treat others, the way you speak of women on the air, how vocal you are, you could not be more pro women.
Well, thanks, Jess. It almost sounds like I have a gun to your head right now.
No, I'm serious. Like you're one of my closest friends, and that's one of my favorite things about you.
That's sweet. I am very pro women. So I think if you don't know me yet,
I'm sure
and
she
all
was
of a sudden
like,
I'm
what
over,
the
I'm
hell?
On an FBs.
Which
like,
I get. Which I get. She probably yeah, was yeah, like, yeah. "What the yeah, fuck yeah. is this?
Who is this guy? He seems so nice at first."
Right.
My philosophy, though, on being here, just to clear that up, is like, listen. I don't care what people say. I just want to win and have a good life.
Yes.
Like I just want to win the ratings game
yeah.
and like have a good life here. I want to get paid a lot mm-hmm. of money mm-hmm. and I want to just live a good life. And mm-hmm. that's when I said FBGM, mm-hmm. boom, there it goes. So I just wanted to clear that up.
But he doesn't really mean that. Like this boy can't even get a date on a freaking hand job. So he's out here crying in the corner if y'all only knew.
Well, let's talk about dating. Shall we move into dating now?
Sure.
Let's do it. So listen, I got to grow up. And I'm going to start by saying that.
Like, that's true.
I have to grow up.
Wow.
It has to happen. And I can't think of any time better than the present.
I'm proud of you for saying
so
that.
So I'm going to talk about some things today that I've never talked about ever because I haven't felt comfortable with it. And I'm going to feel pretty uncomfortable talking about it today. But I feel like if I talk about it now and then I go back on it, I can't. It's out there,
yeah.
right? It's all
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
So real quick backstory on my life. And if you've listened to this podcast enough and you're like, shut up, like we're so sick of hearing about your divorce and blah, blah, blah. But you need to know the whole backstory. Got divorced almost 3 years ago now, right?
Mm-hmm.
About last summer, I decided to start. Well, so when I got divorced, pretty quickly on, I got into an unhealthy relationship with somebody. It was pretty toxic because she was also getting out of a marriage. Both of our relationships were top secret. Like because she owned a business mm-hmm. and because I was on the radio and I didn't want anybody in my business, like I couldn't really date.
But
you know?
Both of you were in a similar situation to where you weren't ready to be with anyone, but you still had the feeling of being, you needed to attach to someone, to something, you needed that support.
Super codependent.
And everyone goes through that too.
So that's what I hopped into. And if you have two people.
Both of you in the same situation.
It's bad.
Yeah, it was
I
bad.
I always, and you know what I see with a lot of my divorce friends? I see the same exact thing. It's mm-hmm. like you hop into something really quick that like.
Someone else in a toxic situation, someone else that needs you.
That's looking for
that
same thing. Because mm-hmm. when you're like stable, you would never enter into that situation on either side.
Absolutely
right?
not.
I would look at like if somebody were to come to me today and we're like, hey, I'm like 2 months out of been separated for 2 months now. Do you want to be in a relationship? I'd be like, no, absolutely not. That sounds like a train wreck.
Yeah.
But when you're not in the right mindset, divorce is such a funky thing. So I hopped into this relationship pretty quickly after that, but it was super low key. But the low keyness of it which I was like looking forward to because I was like, well, that makes it a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about anything because she can't commit, I can't commit. It's just like, it's good companionship.
Yeah.
But that gray area created so much conflict. So decided like, we tried off and on. She, to this day, I still have a lot of love for her. I think she's a great human being. I really do. Like, mm-hmm. I have a genuine spot in my heart for that woman because she was there. We definitely had that spark, but she was like there for me in like my shittiest days.
You were there for each other.
Totally.
In your shittiest days for both of you.
And she didn't turn her back on me. Like when mm-hmm. I would get crazy, because I would keep getting crazy because she was still living at home while we were dating. It was like, it was a mess. But to this day, I still love that woman mm-hmm. because I always will because I just have respect for her
yeah.
in that situation. So then last summer, Gina, my old co-host, she
stop blaming her
no,
for this.
I 100% blame
this
her.
This was not her fault, but okay.
I love Gina. I do, but I will 100% blame her on
You're
this
because
she gave me the idea.
You're
and then
dumb,
it was
okay.
like, it was like a hit of heroin. It was like, I did it once and then I was like,
whatever.
Huh, this is great. So
You're
Gina,
so
because like when I thought about like starting to date again after that little thing that I had, that little rendezvous relationship, if you will,
yeah,
I was like taking it too seriously, and I would like every woman that would come my way, I would have like a 400 point inspection they'd have to go through mm-hmm. before I would even consider dating them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then Gina was like, "Listen, don't be so crazy about it. Like, just if you see a girl and you like her." Like, just go on a date with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, go on. Uh-huh. Tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, just do it. I don't take it so seriously. So I was like, okay, I can try that. Did it once. Felt kind of good. Low key. No big deal.
Yeah.
But you have to imagine, I'm the guy on the radio that's like the new divorcee. I've got all these people, like friends, listeners, like everyone being like,
pumping you up.
You should date this person. You should date this person. You should date this person. Mm-hmm. You should. And like, for a guy that hadn't had attention from a female in a decade.
And also, too, getting married at 24, not really yeah. having time to even explore yourself as a man, I feel, you know?
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And I went.
Yeah, you did.
I went, Jessica.
He was out in the streets.
I was in the streets.
Yeah.
The daytime streets, the nighttime streets. I mean, literally, I would go on a date every single night of the week.
The daytime, the nighttime.
I would go. And that
the
would,
brunch time, the lunch time.
I mean, I really would. I mean, in my wildest days, I would have 3 dates in a day.
Yeah.
Like on the weekends, I could easily fit 3 dates in on a Saturday.
Yeah, you were explosive.
To be honest, if I'm being honest, it was a lot of fun. It was.
Yeah.
It was a mess,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lot of, you know, I was always honest that I would tell every single one of these women, I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be, but it doesn't matter.
It never matters.
Like, why don't y'all listen to that?
It's fine.
Because if a guy comes up to you and like, Jess, and I'm like, hey, listen, I like you. This is cool, but I gotta be honest. Like, I need to just casually date right now.
Yeah,
why do y'all say yes to that?
No, because they think, I think that you genuinely in that moment, I just want something casual too. But if someone catches feelings, they catch feelings.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
They all caught feelings. I don't think, with the exception
and
of
you too, though. You caught feelings.
Yeah,
too.
I did.
You didn't know how to regulate just because you're sensitive and emotional and feel everything already. That you didn't know how to separate that. You know,
I was a love bomber. I know that about myself now, that I love bomb real hard. And
which
that
is
term,
what? Which is what?
Do you want to look at the official definition of a love bomber so that
sure.
we can get it out there? I learned this term last year and I'm like,
that's you.
I think that's me. Yeah.
Love bomber. Love bombing is an attempt to influence a person by demonstrations of attention and affection.
Yeah,
that's whack.
But I guess mine was, it was, like, listen, I just fall, I quote unquote fall in love real fast, only to fall out of love real fast too. Because
yeah.
it's like, I just, that first, you know, that feeling you get when you meet somebody new and you're like, ooh, I like this.
Yeah, I don't like that definition. It's basically like you fall in love after 3 days and you're like, I love you.
Yeah.
And then a week later you're like, wait, do I love you? And you freak yourself out and then you start, mayday, mayday,
and
you freak out.
What I found though was that I genuinely... Well, when I first started casually dating, I did it because I knew if I didn't, I would keep going back to that first girl.
Right.
I knew that I had to like break that cycle because we kept having that makeup, breakup kind of situation.
You just needed to do that for you, though, too. You needed to learn what you wanted in a partner as the person that you are now.
You're
because
right.
what you wanted was what you thought you wanted when you were 24 and you didn't know. You know, you're only used to one person who really wasn't even that compatible with you in the first place.
And honestly, and this is what I told Jess off the air, and I'll share this on the podcast now, is that I'm just so used to being in a toxic relationship.
That you're addicted to it, and it's an issue.
It is.
If you think it, you think that the unhealthiness is normal and it's supposed to be that way.
So
is a problem.
I literally, like, if
God, I'm so smart.
I'll get bored of this, like, if it's like not dramatic.
I know.
And like,
which is terrible.
Plenty of good women.
And
that
it stresses me out. I hate it.
I've just been like, meh. And yeah. I hate that about myself. But I have to, I don't hate it. I recognize it.
Which is good because that's new for you.
It's new. Like just having like a healthy, happy relationship. Different.
And does not mean, and that's another thing too, you need to stop saying the word, this is bored, I'm bored. Like, no, you need to change the terminology.
To
I'm happy, this is nice,
is
good.
I'm just so used to it. Like, if it's not turmoil, and I don't know if anybody else is like that too, but if it's like, if there's not turmoil after a while, I'm like, oh, this is a snooze fest, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so back to the love bombing. So that's what happened. Was like, I can't control my feelings in that department, right?
Yeah.
So like I basically, once I started casually dating, I kind of fell for a lot of them at the same time. And then I kind of felt like, this is, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I felt like I was on The Bachelor. I see now why.
I
promise
you.
I
hate it when you say that.
But that's how I felt.
I know.
If you've never been in a situation like that, because I used to watch the show and be like, how can you feel that way for so many different women?
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're all crying, oh, I'm going to miss you. I've known you for like 3 weeks. I felt that, but I felt it for so many different women. So I knew that towards the end of the year, my New Year's resolution going into 2020, mm-hmm. the best year, quote unquote, of my life, everything was so positive.
God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like, okay, I'm going to narrow this down and I'm going to pick one, because I was dating literally about 7 different women. Okay. Mm-hmm. Truly. No BS.
I know.
I know.
I know.
And so I genuinely, I thought for one reason or another, I mean, I had pros on all of them and I had cons on all of them. And so I was stuck in this weird thing of being scared to hop into another relationship because I've been burned. I got burned pretty hard by my ex-wife. So I was kind of terrified to commit to one person. When you date multiple people, it doesn't matter. If one of them screws you over, it literally, you don't even feel the effects of it because you've got 6 others that are over here like, what's up?
Well, you liked being in control because the last situation you were not in control of.
And you're probably right about that, too.
Yeah, no,
if I'm in control,
mechanism.
Like, oh, you're going to leave me? Okay, cool. I really don't care.
Right.
Because, I mean, I do. It's going to hurt, but like, okay, I'll just go call old Sally over here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go from there.
Yeah.
So New Year's Eve rolls around, right? I literally go to a meditation on New Year's Eve, and I do this meditation about clarity, because all I want is clarity over which one I should be with, because I'm going to focus in on that one, and then that's going to be it. So then I wake up New Year's Day, I'm like, here we go, new year, new me. And I started kind of like whittling the list down in my head, and I was ready to go. 15 days later, I get fired from my job, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then I'm like, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you for a second.
Okay.
What do you think my first reaction was?
What?
When I first got let go, when it came to women, what do you think my first reaction was?
That they were all going to leave you.
Well, I was worried about that. My first reaction actually was I ran back to that other girl.
Oh, of course.
I was like, that's
because
the one I need to be with.
Well,
because
she was the person that was there for you through the hard time. So you always go back to the one person. It's like in a sick attachment.
It's like she knows how to handle me when I'm in my dark days. So like it was like almost instantly like,
you think you have to go to her because, yeah.
And she had basically been kind of like begging to get me back because I had pretty much put her on the I'm like, yeah, we can still date, but listen, I'm gonna date other people too.
Right. So she was just waiting for
she
you
was
to
waiting
figure
for
your
it.
Shit out.
Yeah.
But you weren't.
So I that day, like, she was actually on vacation that day.
Ugh.
And I call her and I'm like,
you.
Oh my God, I just lost my job.
Oh, no.
And I was like, listen, I feel like you like I got so much chaos going on in my life. I can't date all these other people. Let's just you and I do this.
Stop it.
And guess what she said to me?
What'd she say?
No.
Hell yeah.
She
That's
said
right.
No. She was so turned off by me.
Good. I'm happy for her.
She was so turned
and
off
by me. And
you
know I love you.
I know you do.
But I'm happy she did that for
She
herself.
Was so turned off because her attitude, because I mean, y'all, she was like, please, like, let's just try
you
this.
You put her through a lot.
Try this. And I honestly said, let's do it. Then let's just do it. And let's figure this out once and for all. Because I honestly can't date so many people right now. It's just too much. So like, you and I are going to focus on us and let's at least figure out if we can do this or not.
Yeah.
She said no.
Good for her.
So
that's hard.
She
that's
felt
hard
like,
to do, by the way.
Yeah. she felt like I had put her on a back burner.
And you did.
And then basically when I felt vulnerable.
Then you wanted her.
When I lost my thing that I felt like made me my thing, my radio job.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden I want her back.
Did that teach you a lesson?
No, because everything happens the way it needs to. Because honestly.
No, but I guess I'm asking, like, you could understand from her point of view why she felt that way, right? Or were you upset?
There's. Okay, so you want? I mean, I'm letting out all the tea here.
I've never talked
about a lot of this stuff.
I'm very curious on how you feel about that.
Because what happened was, again, very toxic, on both sides, confusing relationship. There's so many grays in our relationship from day one because she was still married. Again, like she was separated, but she was still living at home. Mm-hmm. She had two kids, so that was like really complicated. She owned a business, so that was complicated. She didn't want to get the business side tied up in it, so it's a very confusing situation. And then there's this guy that basically will go on the radio and be like, I'm single. It was such a bad combination of things to happen, right? So with all that said, where was I going with that? Oh, with her. So there was a point in our whatever the hell it was where she had lied to me. And I found out, and the lie was basically she had told me that she wasn't going to date anybody else. But then I found out that she was talking to this other guy.
But this is while you were dating other people, right?
No, this is when it was just let me think of the timeline because I don't want to say it incorrectly. I think honestly I was dating other people at this point. And I think what happened.
I think you were too. Because
what she said.
I remember you bringing this up.
Did I bring this up already?
No, when it happened.
Yeah.
And you were upset. And I remember asking. And this is when you wouldn't really talk to me about this because I'm always over here like, well, what did you do?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? You don't want to hear it.
Jess gets to me straight. Like, Jess is one of my. She's
what?
One of my
what?
Good friends.
Whatever. So I remember.
But just so you know, if you're new to the show, like Jess loves me and she'll protect me. And like, I feel like Jess is one of the most loyal people in my life. But she'll also won't let me get away with shit. Like,
oh,
she'll call it the way it is.
Yeah. But I remember you bringing that up and you were dating other people. And I did not think that it was fair for you to feel upset when you were doing what she did to you back.
What bothered me about it was that she said, okay, you're going to date other people. Let me tell you the full story, okay? Toxic, toxic, toxic. One day she is like, I can't do. You know what happened was we had gotten in a fight the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I said, listen, I had a busy schedule that day. I was like, be at my house at 10:30 because I want to talk to you about this. And she was like, at 10:30 rolled around and she had called me. She was up in Oceanside or somewhere like 45 minutes away. And so she was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm going to be a little bit late. And, like, that pissed me off because I was like, I'm on a tight schedule. This is obviously important to me to try to fix this, but it's not important to you. So she got there. We're fighting. And she's like, I can't do this anymore. And I was like, I can't do another breakup with you. I said, listen, if you walk out this door, we're in my house. If you walk out this door right now, I'm telling you right now, everything's going to change. We're for real done. Mm-hmm. So I, like, you can either stay, we can talk about this and work, but if you walk out that door, because she was a runner, I was like, if you walk out that door one more time, because that was my biggest irk with her, was that she would, when there was an issue, she would run away and not talk to me for a couple of days. And I hate that. I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you walk out that door, because she'd been doing really well with it, then like, that's it. It's all, everything's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
She walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like, that's it. I mean, I joined Hinge about an hour later.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need to clear this. We've made up and broken up so many different times.
Then you started the whole dating extravaganza.
And that's when I went on my world tour.
Oh, hell no. I can't.
Because I had to. I had to, like, break myself of that cycle. You ever been in a situation with somebody, Jess, or anybody, where, like, you know it's bad, but you're just addicted to the situation?
You know this,
I know,
obviously.
But I didn't want to
say
it.
Why are you trying to... You know I've been through shit. Like, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard because there's somebody you can, like, I feel like when you love hard, you can also, like, really fight hard, too.
Especially when you go through traumatic things while you are with that person.
Yep.
It's like a security blanket.
Yep.
You think you can't be, you think you can't go through the difficult things without them because they were there and there was something consistent during those times. So I get it. And it was a mess and it was a shit show, but, you know, it is what it is.
But here you are in your puffy ass jacket to tell a tale.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, what?
So that was the point. So fast forward, right? So here
pimping
we
all over the
no,
world.
No, wait. Let's go back to the story.
Crying in the streets.
So everything's going to change, right? I start dating, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She's upset because she's like, I can't believe you start dating like literally the same day that like we broke up. I need time to heal, blah, blah,
See?
Blah.
Okay, whatever.
And what? Go ahead.
I mean, if that's not, if, well, I don't know.
No, go ahead. Say it. Don't. Why are you scared now?
No, I'm not scared. I guess it's mainly, this is more of a question to myself. If you break up with somebody, if you're broken up with and then like you get on Hinge an hour later, is she allowed to be mad, right? But then I'm thinking to myself, how would I feel if I was her? But
right.
I've also been on the other side where when you end something, you just kind of do, you have to do something immediately just to kind of put the feeling somewhere. So I get both sides. I can see why she was mad, but I also understand why you did what you did.
Yeah, it was like I said, it's just toxic all the way around. There's just so many toxic things happening, not healthy at all. Mm-hmm. That's when I went on my world tour. She kept coming back to me being like, listen, I want to see if we can work this out. I want to see. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to date other people. And she told me to my face, she was like, hey, I'm only going to focus on you because I really want to see this going to work. And I said, that's fine. We can still try to figure it out, but I'm not putting all my eggs in your basket anymore.
Because you walked out. To me, that was you making the decision that you didn't just want it to be us. So now I'm going to go explore because I've never done that before.
Boom. So there we go. That's what we're doing. Then I find out she was not being correct. Well, actually what happened was her brother had given her the number of this guy at work and like just the day before.
Whatever. Anyway, she was seeing some people.
She was talking to some other guy.
Yeah.
She confessed it to me.
Uh-huh.
I lost my mind because I was like, I can't believe that you would lie to me like this.
I understand the lying part, but I also don't, I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's a little gray area.
Okay.
But okay.
Fast forward. Pimping all over the world.
Yeah.
I'm just literally any girl that I find attractive, I'm like, let's go on a date. And it was a lot of fun. And it really like built my ego up a lot because.
Yeah, you needed to.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah.
After a divorce, it's kind of nice to know you still got it.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I guess I still had it. So I mean, every night of the week, boom, boom,
doing your thing.
Boom, doing my thing. What's so funny, I'll tell you a really quick story. I better not tell this. The problem with me telling dating stories, I don't want to hurt anybody. You know, because I still have connections with some of these women. So, like, I feel bad, you know, but I also feel like it's time for me to be honest about a lot of things.
Good.
So, I mean, I would literally plan like one date a week and then just keep doing the same date over and over.
Because you're lazy.
It's just, it worked.
Okay. Or lazy, but all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. It was, looking back, I mean, it was fun, but it was like, okay. So here we are. Lost my job. The girl doesn't want me back. And that's pretty much what I'm like. I can't emotionally even think about what I'm going to do, right? With all these other women that have been all over, like, I don't know. And there's definitely some great women to, like, to choose from. But I can't be in a relationship right now. Like, I'm in a mess. I'm in this deep depression again. I just lost my job. You know, like, I don't know if I'm going to stay in San Diego. I don't know if I'm going to leave. So I keep kind of casually talking to a couple of them. But, like, being honest, that like, I can't handle a relationship right now. So it's going to have to be pretty much on a platonic friendship level, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward now, here we are in Baltimore and
across the country. Yeah.
And obviously, like, what my fear is, because you have to understand, I still have relationships with some of these women,
right?
And it feels good to have those relationships.
Well, of course, because you are here by yourself. This is the first time that you've made a move like this, not married.
Yeah.
And not, you don't have a partner with you. You don't have someone to do all those things that you're used to doing.
Right. I mean, I'm by myself. So to have that like comfort of like someone like having my back has been kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
But I've come to the realization that at this point, most likely, if I don't see a future, I need to like cut this off with them.
Of course, because that's, it's not fair to them.
Even though I can see them in a friendly manner, right? Like I can be friends with them and feel that. I know for like pretty much know that they, if I was like, let's be in a relationship, they would totally do it, right? So,
but it's just not fair to them.
It's not.
Yeah.
And I always, that's the one agreement that I always made while I was casually dating with these women was, I'll never waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll never waste your time because I eventually do want to be in a relationship. And when I do, like, if I'm ever dating you casually and I feel like it's not compatible, I'm going to let you know because I don't want to waste your time. And same with you. If you feel the same way about me, let me know. And that's be it. So now I'm at a point where I'm like, there's no way like that these, I would say a lot of these relationships would be able to work because for one reason or another, professionally, it'd be hard for somebody to move out here. Or kid situation. I don't want to move kids across the country for an unstable radio job. I don't care what radio job you have, it's still unstable. Mm-hmm. So I am about, and the reason I have to say this on the podcast, because I need y'all to hold me to this, is like I've got to go through and like do a pretty serious audit. And like if I don't see a clear future with somebody, I've got to be honest with them about that. I can't just kind of keep them in the wings, even though I've been pretty clear that like I am looking for that I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I think in the back of their minds, they're all kind of holding on to like maybe one now that he's got a job, his life settled down a little bit. Maybe now he'll be ready for me.
So what does this mean?
I've got to go through and be very honest with a bunch of women.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it has turned into a friendly thing, I think I've got to say the words of like, I don't think this is going to happen romantically.
So are you breaking up with everybody?
It's not a breakup because we weren't really in a relationship.
It's a breakup. It's not a matter of like an official relationship.
I've got to cut off contact.
It is a breakup. Yeah. I've got to cut off contact. No matter what, whatever.
Because I am at a point now where, and I got to balance a couple of different things here. Because I am feeling myself wanting to be in a relationship again, finally. Like I haven't felt this way in 3 years.
Uh-huh.
But I've also got to balance that with, I'm hoping it's not coming from me being uncomfortable in a new city and being alone, you know? So
because you really haven't been alone.
No. I mean, I have. I have been, but I've always had somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out. I got to make sure that what I am doing here mm-hmm. are my true feelings, which are, do I really want to be in a relationship? I promise you, I'm 37, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be the 50-year-old that's still out pimping all over the world.
Yeah.
You know,
or
I don't want that. And that's not even of my nature. It's just been like this time period in between where I've just felt the need to get this little like
it's a
ego
process.
Boost in.
Yeah, no, it was a process. It was a learning process. And I feel like everyone goes through it, whether you're in your early 20s or after you get divorced or whatever that may be. It's a growing process that you had to go through. I feel like I just hope I would love for you to like have a clean slate and just almost give yourself a time limit. I mean, and I think this would help you too, because what if one of the people that you've had a connection with is actually one of the people that you do want to be with? But I feel like because everything has been so clouded and so noisy with so many different people and relationships that you haven't even given yourself the ability to actually see. So I feel like if you were to genuinely spend some time by yourself and not have contact with them, period, you would see
some clarity of who is like missed the most. And that's kind of what I've been doing, honestly, is because I'm trying not to reach out as much and then just to feel internally like who I'm missing the most.
Yeah.
And what I have to do is I basically have to go through an audit. I know it sounds crazy, but I cannot waste their time.
But not even missing the most too. I don't think it has to be, and again, it still can't be focusing on another person and like, who do I need? Who do I need? You also need to get used to just being by yourself, period.
Jessica, I've been by myself for 4 weeks.
No, you have. No,
that
you
is enough time.
No, you haven't though. You haven't, and you know you haven't. So you still don't even know what you want to do because you have not been by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I won't get all crazy, and like be saying whatever, but you haven't.
I'm just what I'm telling you. I'm going to do, and you can agree with it. You can either approve of it or not. Mentally, I don't care. I'm going to audit my list down and start there. And if I feel like there's somebody on that list, on my list of people that I've kind of been keeping in contact with that I could see a future with, I'm going to either pursue that or move on. I can't keep this weird casual thing going anymore. I mean, it's been a year for some of these women, over a year for some of these women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just getting to a point where I'm like, I think I'm just like wasting time.
Yeah, you are.
I'm wasting their time because mm-hmm. now that I know kind of what I've taken the time to date a lot to figure out what I want. The biggest thing was like, do I want kids?
Yeah.
And through that process of dating, I've realized I don't want to be a stepdad.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a stepdad. And that sucks because, you know, that some women, I mean, it sucks to like for my age, that's a lot of the situation.
But you also have a right to make that decision
totally.
For yourself.
And I'm glad that I realized that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that I didn't just like, whatever, we'll make it work. Because that's where like resentment comes in. That's actually why most second marriages fail too, is because people just jump into things. Like, I just want to be in a relationship. Not taking time to really think about what they want. I know pretty clear. I will say, by dating a lot, as much as I did, I've been able to narrow down pretty tight exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So now if they don't fit that, what I'm looking for, I need to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And
mm-hmm.
and quit using it as like a comfort. Oh, well, we're just, you know, whatever. Like for me, that might be okay. But I feel like for them, it's being a little unfair.
It is being unfair.
So mark my word. September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta make some uncomfortable conversation. I can't even say it this week. So, and then figure out where to go.
Okay.
Why you got a weird look on your face?
We'll just see.
See what?
How this goes.
Why are you being weird about it?
I'm not being weird about it. I'm
I thought you'd be proud of me,
no.
But you're being like weird about it.
No, I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of you for saying it out loud. I'm proud of you for acknowledging it. Now comes the actual action part.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to give you too much of anything because we'll see how it goes.
Yes, you're right. And it's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be easy. But
listen. I'm proud of you for acknowledging and realizing.
I do. If I do want to be in a relationship, which
yeah.
I do, that uh-huh. is my end goal here.
Yeah.
Then I've got to start taking this more seriously. And now that my life is put back together, I got to start taking it more seriously.
Yeah.
Not waste time. I'm damn near 40 years old. When I get 40, y'all, I'm dead. I'm dead in the water.
Stop it.
I'm dead in the water. Ain't no woman in the whole face of America going to want to date me at age 40. So I got to get my game. I got 2.5 years. Figure this thing out. So that's up. Okay. Let's talk about on the complete opposite side of the spectrum.
Oh,
I want to talk
God.
About two things with you. Actually, no. You know what?
Is that it?
No, I don't want to talk about the election. I mean, the debate last night.
I don't want to.
I was saying that I wanted to come in this morning because on the radio, we don't talk about politics, but I'm pretty politically inclined. And it's been really hard this morning because I sat through the debate last night and all I wanted to do was come in this morning and bitch about it. But we're so new that like I can't even like hint, you know, at like what side I'm even looking at, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they're already looking for like 1 inch to hate you.
But don't.
So I just want to say it was ridiculous last night.
That's fine.
I will say both sides were ridiculous, but there's one side that was much more ridiculous than the other. And that's all I'll say.
Okay.
Okay. I want to talk about you. Two different things I want to talk about with you.
What?
Number one, you good over here? You tired? Jess had a long week.
I'm just like, I've had a long week. And how I operate is I'm like an empath. So I just, Kramer's situation genuinely stresses me out.
What situation? With the women?
Yeah.
Oh, it's stressing you out?
No, it stresses me out. And not in a bad way. I'm just like, I'm stressed. It stresses me out.
Are you stressed for like about me having to have those conversations, how uncomfortable that's going to be or like
yeah.
what?
I think I completely understand where you're coming from, but I also completely understand how they're going to feel.
Yeah,
that makes me sad.
It's going to fucking suck.
And it hurts me.
Honestly, real quick, it hurts me too.
I know.
It hurts me too because...
And it stresses me out to see if you're actually going to do this. And like, I just hope you do what you need to do because you really need to be by yourself for a second. And I just don't know if you're going to do that. But I'm curious to see how it's going to go. And I believe in you. And I just really want... I really want you to do what you have to do because I feel like once you figure this part out, everything else is going to be... It's almost like... This is the one piece of like the old you that you need to get a hold of, and then everything else is going to be so
yeah.
It's like the
old
chapter. It'll all fall into place.
It has to change.
All the chaos bullshit.
But
it'll be gone.
I'm gonna tell you this too. If I see a future with somebody that I've spent a long time trying to like cultivate, I'm not gonna throw that away just
no,
because 100%. I feel like I need to be alone.
No,
I'm just
gonna
change my ways to make
yeah.
it a lot more healthy.
Right.
Because I can't. Because I'm a hot AC radio station now. I can't be acting like I can't be on these streets on a
no.
hot AC radio station.
You can't. I don't want
this
you to
hot
do
AC
that to them.
This is hot AC Steve. I'm changing my name to Steve.
Ew. Because
Steve is the guy you wake up with in the morning.
Steve.
He's got his cup of coffee here. He's sipping his cup of Joe
he
with
doesn't
you.
Even drink coffee. He's lying.
I will sit here and tell you the good news of the day, people.
Oh,
listen, I'm flawed. I mean, I'm just like everybody else, man. I got a lot of flaws. And some very people don't like to talk about that. I don't care. I'm messed up.
No, I'm proud of you.
I got
for
a lot of emotional issues that I'm trying to work through.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Speaking of emotional issues.
What?
I want to talk about two things with you today before we go.
Okay.
Number one thing I want to talk about is you and your family while they were here, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're not going to get into the whole you and your dad thing, because honestly, I'm burnt out with it.
And I can't talk about it anymore.
I can't deal with it.
It's a lot emotionally to be going through that over and over again.
We've talked about it on the radio for days, and honestly, I can't spend one more second on it.
No.
So what I can recommend, though, I don't know if you know this, but we do have a Kramer and Jess On Demand, which is coming to Apple Podcasts and the platforms, radio.com and everything else. Like, wherever you listen to this podcast, you'll be able to listen to that show on demand in the near future.
Yeah.
But for now, you can go to mix1065baltimore.com and go listen to the last couple of days. It's in the first few minutes of the show, so you can go and just check it out and see what Jess has been going through with her dad. Beside that, though, the trip, how was it?
It was awesome. It was so weird seeing my family here.
Yeah.
When I picked them up from the airport, I was just like, what are we doing here? Like, how did we get here? It was weird.
Yeah, because you're living across the country by yourself with your boyfriend.
And I think it was almost like a reality check. Like, you for real out here in these streets? Like, having them come to my apartment and making dinner at my apartment and seeing my parents sit at my dining table,
cool.
That, you know what I mean? It was very weird and awesome and gratifying and like a beautiful experience. And like, my family fills me up. They're just so how we are together. We're very close. And
you said you cried 30 minutes last night.
Oh my God. I like cried hard for 30 minutes,
like,
because
emulate the cry so I can understand. Like,
no, like, you know, when I came in, I looked at a video, and you guys will see too, because I mean, I don't care, I'm gonna post it on social media, but like, when I first woke up, my face was so puffy because I was crying hard. Like, Gerald was like holding me while I cried. I was crying
that hard.
He was, because I think because leaving, I knew my parents were coming. And even though it was very stressful that they were going to get here, like, basically the second week that we were on the air and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm leaving, but I'm going to see my parents, like, and my sister in a couple weeks. And then dropping them off at the hotel and them, that was, like, for real, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was just
the goodbye. I remember that first goodbye when your parents come to visit you for the first time, because there's this sense of, like, home.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
You're already uncomfortable here, like, mm-hmm. in a sense, no matter where you are and what you're doing, you're already, like, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, your familiarity, and then all of a sudden it goes away again.
And when I went back to the apartment, it was quiet, you know, but, like, it still smelled like the food that my dad made.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cried.
I get it.
Yeah, I'm crying right now. It's fine. But it's cool. I don't know. I love them.
No, I think it's cute.
Yeah.
That'll fade fast, by the way. I used to cry when my family left too. Now I'm like, can y'all just go?
No, but tell me, I don't know if this will, because even when they would leave me in San Diego, I would just cry for a couple minutes. I'm always crying. But yeah, we had so much fun. It was fun.
What happened with you and your sister, though?
Oh, hell no. And see, that's why I love them so much, but me and my sister pisses me off. Oh, my God.
So what happened?
I was so embarrassed because Garage Boy had to sit in the car and hear us fight for the first time, and we were fighting.
Okay, tell me how the fight went.
So this, and you tell me if this was my fault, because this upset me.
Okay.
So I wanted to pick up my parents and my sister at the hotel across the street. They weren't ready. I said, fine, take your time. So I'm at my house. I'm waiting for them to let me know when they're ready. I think this was like an hour later, right? And again, I'm not tripping. Like, do whatever you need to do. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
They tell me that they're ready. So it's not like I was just sitting on the couch looking at my phone, just waiting. And right when you text me, you're ready, I'm going to get up and run. Like Garage Boy, he fell asleep. You know,
yeah.
Like, I was doing laundry. I'm like, you know, now I need to get myself together because I've been waiting on you.
Right.
My dad sends me a text message. We're ready. I said, okay, cool. That's all I said. I didn't say on my way. I didn't say I'll be there in 5 minutes. I didn't say I'm downstairs. I didn't say any of that. Okay. So it probably took me like 45 minutes to get to them to pick them up. Because I had to wake this fool up. He's sleeping. I had to put my shoes on. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So I drive over there, and my family walks out, and they all look angry. My dad's all, we're mad at you. I go, we? My sister puts, you know, oh, no. So my sister.
And your sister, so you're 27. Your sister's how old?
She's about to be 18. So we're 9.5 years apart.
Okay.
If there's anything you should know, my sister is the exact opposite of me.
Yeah.
This girl.
Kind of, but not really. When we were at dinner, like, you guys kind of still talk the same.
Yeah, but as far as, like, personality-wise, like, I'm all, like, out here doing circles and glitter and crying, and she's over here, like, don't look at me the wrong way, I'm a fight. Right?
Okay.
That's how we are. She called me and she's like, but before I got over there, she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm getting ready. Like, whatever, chill out. And I was like, so are we hungry? Like, do you want to go eat? She goes, I want to go to the mall. And I'm like, okay, fine. Again, and it's like, we just, my sister runs the show. Well, I'm just going to say it. She runs the show.
Is she the favorite child?
You know, that's a hard question because I feel like her and I are favorites in their different ways. But it's like, if they can't handle her anymore because my sister's kind of scary, my parents will like come to me because my sister's kind of mean. My sister's
so they're
a little,
scared of her. So basically, she'll run the show because like nobody wants to like,
you know, like she's
piss
the,
her off.
Yeah, yeah. She's okay. The baby and she gets what she wants. That's
okay.
Just how it is.
All right.
Period.
Okay.
And also, she's just kind of funny and she's awesome. So it's like she's rude to you, but it's kind of funny. You just let her do what she wants. It's a weird situation. It's fine. So I'm like, what do you want to do? I want to go to the mall. Okay, fine. So I go get them. We're going to go to the mall because who wants to go to the mall? Michaela wants to go to the mall.
And by the way, her nickname, can we say her nickname?
Butter. Right, I mean, her nickname is Butter.
Yeah.
So it's like, so we're getting a fight, and I'm all like, fuck you, Butter. You know
you
what I mean?
You said that?
And I didn't
you
say
fuck you.
Not
what did you
my
really
parents.
Say? What did you say?
How
did it go?
I
want to hear the
say
whole
some
conversation.
Curse words. So my dad gets in the car. We're mad at you. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? And my sister, like, slams the back of the car. And she was just like, we were just waiting 40 minutes for you. Downstairs in the lobby. We were waiting 40 minutes for
so
you.
Dramatic.
And when she's upset, it's like, she changes every, like, she controls. Because she's so angry and she's so mean about it that it's like, if she's in a bad mood and she's not having a fun time, nobody's having a fun time.
Okay.
Just because she affects everybody in that way. And especially me, because I'm super sensitive. So I'm just like, why are you mad at me? I only have like 5 days with you. I'm not gonna deal with your attitude, okay? And it pisses me off too because I'm just like, don't talk to me that way. Like I hate it. And I was like, why were you waiting in the lobby for 40 minutes? Well, I told you I was ready, and like we waited for you, and that's just so rude. That's just so disrespectful, Jessica. Like, how are you just gonna make us do that? And I said,
dramatic music right here.
I said, who told you to go down into the lobby? Like, I didn't tell you.
Is that how mad you were?
Yeah, I was talking to her like this. I was like, I didn't tell you, Michaela. And when we get in a fight, I like say her actual name.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you, Michaela, to go downstairs and wait for me. I didn't say I was. Now we're in the car and we're yelling at each other. My parents are just sitting there quiet. Garage Boy just driving the car, and her and I are going at it. And I was like, also,
and what's Garage Boy doing? What's
he's just face? Driving.
Yeah, not saying a word.
And he's mad too. He mad because he doesn't. He thinks that she gets away with a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And right now, I asked him, I was like, what did you think about that? He was like, it's not my place yet, but just you wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they be butting heads.
Because you guys are what, 7 months in, 8 months?
Almost nine.
Okay.
Almost nine.
Okay.
So then,
yeah, he can't say nothing yet.
So, and she's being super rude to me. Like the way she's speaking to me, I forget what she said exactly, but she's like taking personal digs at me to say something. And I was like, you know what? You know you can have an adult conversation with someone without being a dick, right?
She said that to you?
I said that to her.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, can you just talk to me like a normal
human
being?
Which, by the way, she's not technically an adult yet, but it's fine.
No,
I
it's
love
fine.
How you're fighting with a 17-year-old,
no, exactly, but it's fine. Exactly, exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She hurts my feelings. And
you're
at this
an
point,
adult.
I'm getting so mad because she's so mean to me.
Okay.
She's so mean to me. And I'm like, why can't you just talk to me like a normal person? And she goes, what am I supposed to do? If I'm upset, I'm supposed to be nice to you. If I'm upset about something, I'm not going to be fake to your face. I'm going to say how I feel. And I was like, why can't you just talk to me in a nice way, right? So we're going back and forth. We're screaming. And finally, my parents are like, chill out. We're done. We're done. Be quiet. Be quiet. And then we're just silent in the car. And then we get to the mall. I'm not talking to anyone.
You didn't talk to nobody.
I didn't talk to anyone.
What's Garage Boy doing?
He literally is just standing
next
to me. He's just standing next to me. So then now it's like, my sister's talking crap about me to my dad in front. My mom's standing next to me. I'm complaining to my mom. So we're talking shit about each other to the different parent, right?
Do your parents, are they even like invested in this anymore? They're so used to you two fighting.
No, they're just like, just chill out.
Yeah.
And I could see my dad being like, why do you have to be that way to your sister? You know, she's sensitive. Like, I can literally see him mouthing those words because that's how it always is. Because like, when I get so angry, I want to start crying,
right.
But I don't want to let her know that she's about to make me cry because then she gets satisfaction of like having that power over me. So I'm just pissed. And then it's like an hour, and then she comes to me and she's like, I'm sorry, I was a bitch to you.
So she apologized.
Yeah, eventually.
Okay.
And I was like, I just can't handle when you're that way to me.
So who was in the wrong? Let's figure this out, because
I didn't tell them to go downstairs. Like, it would be
so
one
wait, your
thing.
Dad texted you and said what?
He just said, your sister will be ready in 20 minutes.
Okay.
I said, okay. That's all I said.
Okay, and so they just assumed that
it's
you're going to be
it's not my fault that they assumed.
Why do you have a face on, though? You have a face on, like, you know you're kind of guilty?
No, how am I guilty? If I said, no. You know what? I would be guilty if I said, I'm on my way, or be downstairs in 5 minutes, or meet you at the lobby, 100%. You know what? Next time, what I will say is that I'll be better about communicating. I'll say, you know what? I need some time. Maybe I'll be there in 30 minutes. But I'm not going to apologize for an assumption that y'all made when I was waiting for you, and I was super chill about it. But all of a sudden, y'all got away from me, and it's my fault, and I ruined everything. I'm hot. Got to take my jacket off.
Just wearing like 7 layers. It's literally like 115 degrees outside right now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really dramatic.
That's it.
Yeah. I think that you were... I think she was more in the wrong, but I think you could have done better. Yeah, you could have done better.
No, I know. I lose control.
Yeah.
I get so upset the way that she talks to me.
Yeah, that you're done.
Then it makes me go insane.
You have to keep us more posted on these stories because it's so dramatic. Because my sister had the same. I mean, my sister and I went months without talking at one point. Like, there's something about your siblings. And my brother, I don't do it. My sister and I, though, we'll
go hard. And I don't know what it is. Because I'm not that kind of person. I will literally switch in 5 seconds when it comes to her.
You think you're going to ever yell at me?
Oh, yeah.
You will?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to yell back at you, and then you're going to cry.
I know.
Because I can be mean.
I know you can be mean.
I can be mean. Not to my Jess, though. Not yet. Can't wait for our first big fight.
It'll be bad.
So dramatic.
No, but I feel like you and I, you'll be like, hey, I'll be like, hey.
So, you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be the end of it. Okay, so we need to talk about this today, but honestly, I'm trying to work on time management. So I said I got to be out of this building by noon. I still got things I got to do. Mm-hmm. So next episode 6, just know that we're going to come back. And Jess is already talking about marriage.
I'm not talking.
You're talking about it.
I asked my friend a personal question about it, and you put me on blast on here.
But are you talking about it?
No, I'm not.
You
only
not
to
say,
you.
Oh, right, but are you talking about it?
No, that doesn't count.
Just the thing is, it's not with her boyfriend. It's with me.
Yeah, I was just asking you a question.
With you. But again, like, be cool. Don't be all messaging him like, what did Jess say on the podcast about you getting married, man?
Just don't.
Be cool.
Don't talk about
be
it.
Be cool.
I'm just asking questions.
Okay, so next episode, Jess is talking marriage.
I'm just asking a question.
A question about marriage.
Stop.
Been almost 9 months, so this should be interesting.
I'm just asking.
All right, a couple ways to connect with us. Get us on social media. Jess.
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT.
I am That Guy Kramer on Instagram. Check out my other podcast. It's very different than this, but it's called Certified Mama's Boy on radio.com and all the other podcasting apps. And that's it. We're Kramer and Jess on Instagram. Anything else?
No, just hang out.
Just hang out. Please support us. Please love us.
We love you.
Yeah. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.